You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way. We invite you to stay with us, trusting that our Way of Truth broadcast today will be a real blessing to you. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with you from week to week. We believe that our eternity-bound soul is the most valuable possession that we have. We have responsibilities in other areas of life, that is true, but our greatest responsibility is to God and to our eternal soul. So we trust that our broadcast will be a blessing and a help to you in your spiritual life.
Have you started for glory and heaven? Have you left this old world far behind? In your heart is the Comforter dwelling. Can you say, praise the Lord, He is mine? Have the ones that once walked on the highway gone back, and you seem all alone? Keep your eyes on the prize for the home in the skies. God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne, and He will remember His own. The trials may press us and burdens distress us, He never will leave us alone. God is still on the throne, He never forsaken His own. His promise is true, He will not forget you. Your path is more thorny as you journey along on life's way. Go away and in secret before Him tell your grief to the Savior alone. He will lighten your hair, for He still answers prayer. God wealth and the splendor of the richest on earth we have known. He's the architect true, and he's building for you.
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful today that we know there is a God in heaven, that you have prepared your throne in the heavens, and that your kingdom ruleth over all. We give you thanks, we give you praise for your great and holy self. We also thank you for your love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord, so that we could know Thee, the true and the living God. We pray that you'll bless this precious congregation today as this broadcast service goes forth. May the Holy Spirit be able to use it to bless hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kneel down by the side of your mother, my boy. You have only a mama, but I know. But stay till I give you this parting advice. It is all that I have to bestow. Forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you've learned from your mother at home. I gave you to God in your cradle, my boy, and I taught you the best that I knew. And as long as His mercies permit me to live, I shall never cease praying for you. Hold fast to the right, hold fast to the right, wherever your footsteps may roam. Forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you've learned from your mother at home. You leave me to seek your employment, my boy, by the world you have yet to be tried. But in all your temptations and trials, my boy, may your soul in the Savior confide. Hold fast to the right.
strong, and forsake not the way of salvation, my boy, that you learned from your mother at home.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the need to guard against deception. And our thoughts will be based on Joshua chapter 9. There is much deception in the world today. Many have suffered great loss, financially and otherwise, by being deceived. The most costly deception of all involves the soul. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation, so we are exhorted in the Scriptures. The Scriptures also instruct us, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Now, Joshua was a very good leader for the children of Israel. God had chosen him to succeed the great leader Moses, and Joshua was a very good leader. While Moses was living, he worked very cooperatively with Moses and proved to be a very faithful worker with him. Yet Joshua was a human being, and he was capable of making mistakes. Israel had taken Jericho and Ai after they had crossed the Jordan River, and were now ready to move inland to take more of the promised land. Various kings had heard of Israel's victories, and they joined together in an effort to defend their cities and their homes. Reading verses 1 and 2 of Joshua 9, "And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, and in all the coasts of the great sea, over against Lebanon, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord." The children of Israel had been given clear instructions as to how they were to go about taking the land of Canaan. "Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto you." So we read in Exodus chapter 23, verses 32 and 33. "When the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them." So the children of Israel had been given clear instructions as to how they were to go about taking the land of Canaan for their own. The people of Gibeon did not join in with the other kings that I have just read about. They went to great lengths to fool the children of Israel in an effort not to be destroyed by the Israelites. They did work wily and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their donkeys and wine bottles of skins, or bottles of skin, and rent and bound up, and old shoes, and clothed upon them their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the old bread of their provisions was dry and moldy. So we read in Joshua chapter 9 and verses 4 and 5. Now these people came to Joshua, claiming to have come from a far country, and they brought these things as evidence. Joshua did question them, but they insisted that from a very far country they had come, reading verses 12 and 13 of Joshua 9. This our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy, and these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they are rent, and these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. Now, it is true that Joshua questioned them, but Joshua made a big mistake, a very grave mistake, because we read in verse 15, and Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live, and the princes of the congregation swear unto them. That's the people of the Gideonites. So Joshua listened. He believed what he saw. Let us consider the details of this scripture, or this serious error, for a moment. They ask not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. Now we read this in verse 14, talking about Joshua and the princes. And the men took of their viticles and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. What a very serious mistake that was. For surely they should have sought the Lord's counsel and guidance in all things. They also judged by appearance. They saw the old moldy bread and the worn-out shoes and clothes, and they took it for granted that these people were telling them the truth and that they had made this long journey. So they judged by appearance. But many times we can make mistakes by judging by appearance, and Joshua and the princes did indeed. They assumed they were being told the truth. They did not check out the story first. And our subject today is the need to guard against being deceived or against deception. You cannot always believe what people say. It takes time sometimes to find out what the truth is, but it is necessary for us to endeavor to do so. And I speak especially when it comes to our eternity-bound souls, how careful we need to be and how we need to check out what we are told. The Bereans were declared to be more noble than those of Thessalonica, because when Paul came to Berea and talked to them and preached to them and taught them, they studied the scriptures to see whether the things that Paul was saying was true or not. And beloved, I would challenge my congregation today. You check out by the Bible what you hear on this broadcast. Make sure that it is in harmony with the Word of God. I can say of a truth, we are endeavoring to present nothing but the pure, holy Word of God. But that does not relieve you of your responsibility of checking it out. Now, the consequences of Joshua and the princes listening to and believing what these people said, and they're believing them and made a covenant with them without consulting with the Lord. First of all, they disobeyed God. I just read from Exodus and also from Deuteronomy how God had charged them not to enter into any covenant with any of the people living in Canaan at the time of the invasion. And so they entered into this covenant with those that supposedly had come from a long journey, and in doing so, they disobeyed God, which indeed is a very serious matter. Now, all the congregation murmured against the princes and Joshua, and that's another problem that they had. The congregation of Israel were evidently not in harmony, not in agreement with what they did. So the congregation murmured against the princes of Israel, and they later had to fight to defend the Gibeonites. Yes, they later had to fight against the people of the land. The Gibeonites sent word to Joshua, "Come up to us quickly and save us and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us." So we read in Joshua chapter 10 and the first part, or the latter part of verse 6. And so Israel was put in a position of having to fight to protect these people because they had believed what they saw to be the truth and what they heard to be the truth, which was not. They were deceived. Now, the scriptures warn us against putting on, against deception, and therefore we are told, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So we're told in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. Notice that word wiles there especially. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are told, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now that is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13, 14, and 15. And those are very solemn warnings. We are told also in the scriptures that the devil transforms himself as an angel of light, to deceive the very elect, if possible. So we need to be careful that we are not deceived, that we are not fooled, and that we are not led astray. We read of a man in the Bible who was told to go up to Israel. This was after the kingdom had been divided into two, Judah and Israel. And so this man of God was told to go from Judah up to Jerusalem, or up to Israel, to testify against the altar there at Bethel. And he went, and he was told, go one way, come back another way, do not eat, do not drink while you are in the borders of Israel. And so he went up, he testified what God had told him to, against the altar. The king was standing there, Jeroboam, and he stretched out his hand to order his people to take the man of God, and when he did, his hand and arm withered. He changed his attitude very quickly, and he asked the man of God to pray for him, and the man of God prayed for him, and God restored Jeroboam's hand and arm. And the king said, now, I want you to go home with me. I want to reward you. I want to reward you for your good deed. The man of God said, no. I was told that I was to come here one way, and I was to return home another way, and I was not to eat nor drink while I was in the borders of Israel. So I will not accept any gift from you. And he left, and he started on his journey. Now there were two men there at the temple, or there at the altar in Israel. They went home and they told their aged father what had happened. And he said, did you see which way the man of God went? And they said, yes. Well, he said, you saddle my donkey. And he went after the man of God. And he found the man of God sitting there by the roadside. He got off of his donkey and he started talking to the man of God. And he finally told him, he said, now, you know, I'm a prophet too. And you know what? An angel told me to come and have you to come back to my house for a meal. And the man of God said, he did? An angel? Yes, an angel came and told me that I should bring you back to my house for a meal. And so the man of God got on his little donkey, and the man that claimed to be a prophet, he got on his, and they went back to the man's house, sat down for the meal, and the old man who was supposed to be a prophet told him, "You will not be able to return into Judah. You will not be able to do so." The prophet deceived him. The man, supposedly a prophet, lied to him. The man of God got on his donkey and started on his way. A lion came out, knocked him off of his donkey, and slew him. The man of God was slain because he disobeyed Almighty God. He told this man that claimed to be a prophet, he told him what God had told him, but he still listened to this false prophet who told him that an angel had come and visited him. Doubtless that's where Paul got the inspiration when he said, "Even if an angel come from heaven and preach any other gospel unto you than that which I have preached unto you, let him be accursed." So again, the need to guard against deception is very great, for there is much deception in the land today. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the truth and bless hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. If it's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can join us in our Sunday services by going to our webpage. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6, and that, of course, is Eastern Time. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger, and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, and watching unto prayer, where calls the voice of duty, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. We with the King of glory shall reign eternally.